Okay, we're at the Falal Hamid Aleph, the Gemara, the last Gemara. I don't know if you learned properly the Gemara from Lamed Beis, but it's a fascinating Gemara, both of them. But Bekitzer, we had a machleki between Rava and Abchiva Rabin. The case was when Shimon says to Reuven, "My bread is forbidden to you, my loaf of bread is forbidden to you," and then Shimon goes ahead and gives it to him as a gift. Says Rava that Reuven can't take it because kikri alecha means that even if I give you a loaf of bread, it's still asa to you. However, Abchiva Rava says no. Chibur Rabin says that if I say my loaf of bread is also to you, then I give it to you. Once I give it to you, it's your loaf of bread. So of course it's mutter. So what does it come, the word alecha, then why do you say the word alecha? So the way the Ran learned the Gemara is, if I gave you the bread, it's your bread, it's mutter. But if I invited you to my house as a guest, and to sit and eat, you're not allowed to eat the food. Why not? Because the way the Ran learns, when I invite you to my house as a guest, the food on your plate is my food. It's not like when I send it to your house. When I send it to your house, it's your food, so you're allowed to eat it. But if I send, this is a Chibar Rabin's opinion. But when you're sitting in the house by a plate, the food on the plate is mine. You can't take it home in a doggy bag.
So what you're saying,
that's different. I'm afraid I have to say it. But when you normally give food to a guest on the table, according to the Ran, it's not your food. If you gave it to a girl and you said you're engaged with this T-bone steak, she's not engaged. Because it's not yours. You cannot take it in a doggy bag and take it home. And so on. That's the Ran's view of this whole thing. The Rashi, which Rabbeinu Geshem has exactly the opposite view. It's obviously, you can see the big machlekes in halacha. Rabbeinu Geshem's view is just the opposite. He says the pshat, if I invite you to my house, of course the food is yours. And he says the Gemara is talking about a case as follows. First, I invited you to my house. Then the next day, it was Wednesday. Thursday, I got to a big fight with you in shul during davening, and I said, I don't want you to have all my food is forbidden to you. You come to my house on Shabbos, I invited you. Are you allowed to eat the food or not?
Yes, you are. Because if you invite me, you invite for the specific purpose of eating.
So Rashi agrees with you. Rashi says, no, but it goes further than you. The pulpul. Rashi says, the moment I invited you, you became a part owner on all the food on that table. But not only the food that's on your plate. For example, the challah in the middle of the table. You would eat a quarter of that challah. A quarter of the challah is yours. So I can't asa your bread. So the salad on the table, you eat a quarter of that is yours. So no, the mitigation was diametrically opposed to the Ran. He holds when you invite guests to the house, the food belongs to the guests, but not only would you put in the platter, but even in the middle of the table, whatever, they're rightfully so. Because the whole machlek is an etiquette. If you put chocolates at the end of the meal, very expensive chocolates, okay, you give it to the guest. Can they put some in the pocket to eat it when they go home? That's the machlek. Who owns it? They're not full. They're full right now. They want it, but they like it, so they put some in the pocket. What's the din? Okay, according to Rashi, it is on, because they could have eaten two or three during the meal. It's theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. Put it on the tent. Okay, you probably missed all this, but this is heavy-duty stuff. The gay every time. Okay, so where did you get to? Sorry, are you up to the top of the page? Okay. So we're going to ask Kasha Rava. Rava said that if I say that my bread is also to you and then I give it to you, you're not going to have any benefit from it. That's a question. Asa asked a question. Omaloi said to him, Hashileni paroscha, lend me your bull. Omaloi said to him, now there are many different versions of this Gemara here, but let's look just one of them. Omaloi said to him, Koinim parosha ani konuloch. I want you to know that I have the one bull that I have. I'm answering to you. Nechosa laich. I'm asking you, my nechosim, im yeshli pora. If I have any other bulls in my stock, in my cattle, then all my nechosim are usher to you, or usher to me, different versions. And because I have nothing else, I only have this one. This is what I need. Eluzu. Yeah, she will come with logic asking him, she asked to me. No, you're trying to convince him. So Rashi says, I'm trying to tell you, don't bother me. Don't make me feel guilty. Leave me alone. Or Hashi Eleni Kardumcha, lend me your hack, your axe. Amaloi Koinim Kardum Li. She actually, Oloch, that this hammer should be usher to you. Shani Konui, that belongs to me. Nechosei, all my nechos should be usher to you. Imi Kardum Melazeh. If you think I have more axes besides this one, all my entire state should be usher to you. This is the only axe I have. I need it. Vinim Tishi Eshlai. That is one thing I didn't see anyone talk about. Maybe. The Nimtzah Yesh, it turned out to be, he had plenty more hammer or axes in his tool chest over there, or in his garage, or he had many more bulls. So Bichai of his life, also, then the guy cannot have any benefit from the estate because I said, if I have any more cows, then my estate should be ousted. Well, he had more cows, his estate was ousted. But what about Macy died? Or if the person who said to, who made the vow said, you should, my estate should be ousted to you, then turn around and gave him a hammer as a gift. Hareze mutter. Klar from the water. Even though I asked you, if I give it to you afterwards as a gift, it's mutter. Not like Rav, but like Rav by Ravim. Rav Chiba Ravim understood when he said, Kikri Alecha, Kikri means Kol's man that I own the bread. You cannot enjoy it. Nobody can borrow it. But if I gave it to you, whose bread is it now? It's your bread. It's mutter. So that's what Rav Chiba Ravim learned. And that's exactly what the Braise is saying here. Yeah, he said that.
In other words, he asked him for a cow. Yeah.
We're talking about the cow. Yeah. That's right. True, but the idea is still the same idea that even though I asked the cow, including everything else, I'm allowed to give it to you because I never asked it once it's in your rishus. I'm going to defend Rav. No right from here. We did learn before that if you gave it to somebody else and that somebody else gives it to him, then it's all right because there's no longer a link between me and the recipient. Because I gave it to Yankel and Yankel then owns it now, and Yankel gave it to turn around and gave it to Reuven. Tony says it was given to him, but like Tony, you gave it to him. The Ran says, you know, this is Gemara. There's no Nekudas, and the spelling is exactly the same, even though now Gemara has a different Yud. So the Ran says they had a Kabbalah, not only the words of the Gemara, but how actually to read the Gemara. So the Kabbalah was that nitnalai, it means it was given to him, not shenoshnalai, you gave it to him. And therefore, it's talking about a case where there's a third party in between. Okay, we're starting Gemara now, a new Gemara, and we'll do the Ran from now on. That ends that Gemara. Did you do the Ran in yesterday's Gemara? There's a rush there, important rush of Tzos. Anyway. Boye menei Rava asked Rav Nachman a question. Yesh me'ila bekun misaloi. Remember, the whole idea of koinim is that I take a piece of bread and I say, or an animal, whatever, and I say, this bread is also to me like a carbon. Of course I say it's like a carbon. Does it have all the dinim of a carbon? In other words, if I breach my promise, what's in my carbon? I consecrate an animal to be a carbon, then I use it for myself. I'm stealing from Hegdish and Moil. I got to bring a carbon, Shamilis. I got to pay back Hegdish. There's a whole thing there, right? So what happens if I took a piece of bread and I said, Koinim, a lie, that this bread is also made like a carbon? If I then take a piece, do I have to now bring a carbon, Shamilis? Does it have the chalais of a carbon, or is it just a question of semantics?
It's not a carbon.
Your life would be so easy to just learn with you, because we can wipe away the whole Gemara. You have all the answers already. We see some machlekes. Says Gemara, Rava asked Rav Nachman a question: is the meila by kunmus or not? Amalei tenesu. We learned in the Fadish. Mokim shenet. We learned in the Mishnah a few days ago, 2 days ago. Mokim shenet cha. Let's say I said that you Reuven should have no benefit from me. If you lost an object, I'm allowed to give it back to you. And if you normally, if it's commonplace that what that you pay wage to somebody who gives you returns an object, you don't give it to me. You throw it in Hegdish. Gemara try to work out what exactly the case is. Tipla no Hegdish. Now lochayde, why Hegdish? Usually, the expression in Gemara is if nobody can have any benefit, you throw it in Yam HaMelech. Why here we say throw it in Hegdish? Is that it's Hegdish? So what do you do with Hegdish? You give it to basic Hegdish. Lememra ki Hegdish is exactly like Hegdish. That anything which is asabano, this money now became asabano, the money is not treated like Hegdish. My Hegdish yesh by mila. So if you treat like Hegdish, what is it then? If you use it, your moil, I've kunmis yesh behen mila. Ran, yesh mila, right parallel to this Gemara here, where we just stopped. In the first line, yesh mila be kunmis, ha oisid David Allah be koinim. If you say this asabano, use the word koinim. Then he breached his own vow and he has all the dinim of a carbon, or not. So we brought it out. If you can tell me that kumlus is not similar to Hegdish, use a common expression, throw it in Yam Melech, everywhere else. Must be that's like Hegdish, Kivan, the Hegdish, Osik, Tana, Tipal, and Hegdish, because since kumlus is exactly the same in Hegdish, we're using the same expressions we use by Hegdish, that's all. Having more avodah zarah every time you know that's also asbahano. So what's the expression? Not only avodah zarah, treif. It says yelich yam melech. Everything. because you can't eat it. So what are you going to do with
it?
Saying here, I asked it behind now. What can I do with it? Saying this bread is also behind now to me. Yeah.
Okay.
So now this money is also behind now. Yeah, the money is also behind now. I said, you don't have any Hanar from me. And this money now, for whatever reason, we've already worked out before, that this money now is also Hanar for both of them. So what the expression should be. So what do you do with it? Nobody can benefit. Throw it away. Right? And the expression always is, throw it to Yahav Melech. All he is give it to Hegdish. Because it is Hegdish. Says Gemara, right? Not so simple. Says Gemara, even though Rav Nachman wanted a pasuk that there is mila by kunmus, there is machlekes tanoim. A guy says, "Koinim kikizu hegdish." That I asked him myself, "This bread should be like hegdish." But Ochlan, he ate it, and he said, "When he said this bread should be like hegdish, it's also not only to me, to the whole world, just like a carbon, also the whole world." Then he ate it. Bein who bechavei moal. Doesn't matter who ate it, he or his friend, they're both moyal. They're stealing from hegdish. Lefichach yash lepinyan, because it's mamzin of hegdish. You can go and redeem it. Give money to Hegdish and take the bread back. You made a neder that this bread should be also tanor to me like Hegdish. It belongs. It's like Hegdish, and therefore I can go to Hegdish, give them money, and redeem it back. What about kikizu alai le Hegdish? I said that this bread should be also only to me, nobody else. That's not real Hegdish, because real Hegdish is also to everybody. Then it's merely a neder. Then only one. Then I'll still, according to the Meir, it's still meila, but only for you. The figure of the pigeon. It's a weak form of Hegdish, because a weak form of Hegdish is no pigeon. What kind of meila? This is a promise. Don't do with hegdish. So Chacham says there's no meila by kumis. No, it's koinim. Does not make it like hegdish. Rameh says when does koinim? If koinim is to the whole world, it's hegdish. If koinim is only to me, it's only hegdish to me, but no, to nobody else. So we see some machlekes tanaim. And as the Ran will say, the loch like Rameh. She said, "This is also the whole world like Hegdish. You also call them everybody. Because it's like Hegdish, you can redeem it. The keep of the mitzvah, the kulam, it's also everybody like Hegdish. Tough is pidyana, you can be paid. The king is all like Hegdish. Achla humal, and he the like mitzvah. Allah for him. Kimishani, he minay mal, he's mal from him." Because it's a weaker form of Hegdish, because it's only also to me. We define Hegdish a precedent that Hegdish is only to you and nobody else. So therefore, it's not real Hegdish. You cannot redeem it. The key in the Chaveri Leimal, the Alim Hegdish, not strong enough Hegdish, the Mitzvah Pidyan, to be able to redeem its pigeon. Where the ass and everybody shows the whole, Bain Bekainim, Prati individual. There's no such thing as Hegdish. What does it have to do with Hegdish? Nothing. Says the Ran, Linyan Halacha. Like a coin. Like Trum is not. We had Trum is Dabar Asr. Remember we learned?
Yeah.
No, you can't do it. It's a Dabar Asr. You cannot make it. It's a kind of neder. It has to be a Dabar Anodr. Carbon. It can be. Yeah, we had it right before the Ram, because since you don't have control in it, you can't say it's only Asr to this guy, Mut to this guy. You have no control, then didn't fall into place. That means it's Minah Shemai. Like Trum. I don't want to choose which food is Trum. Yeah, forget. Yeah, or truma. I choose which food should become truma. But once it's truma, I can't tell. I can say I want Yisrael to eat it. So it means you have no control because I'm in the Shemaim. Well, lean alocha kaim lan kremer. No, but tevel is also definitely also in the Shemaim. Yeah, but you can misakim, but you can't make the isa. So only if you can create an isa like a carbon, you can transfer that isa to whatever you have over here. You can't do that over there. We swap the names around. I have a question now. If you hold a tack, it's like Hegdish. The din by Hegdish is if you use it, take an animal and you make it Hegdish. And then you use it, you chayv karmil and all that. This animal is no longer kaidish because you were moyel. You took it out of kaidish, you made a chulun. I owe the money, the equivalent, blah, blah, and the karmil. What happens by neder? If I ate a piece of the bread, does the rest of the bread now become mutter? I got to bring a carbon meal and all that. But does the rest of the bread become mutter? Does it have mamish, the full din of hegdish? Or do we say, no, the rest of the bread, the isa still remains? I'm not sure why he has a suffix. Why shouldn't it be exactly like hegdish? Umistapkali man de ma bekumis.
person wants to ask, and he's not looking at the financial consequence. It was when a person makes it, she knows it's financial consequence, you want it back, you've got to be pointed out, if you boil it, you've got to think. So there are two aspects to it. There's one that you want to divest yourself of it, but if something happens, you've got a financial consequence. Here, when you're doing the nether, you only want to divest yourself.
True. But the way the Gemara learns right now is that the mayor is...
You've got to understand and realize it's exactly as though you made it Haggadah.
Exactly. And the Gemara concludes, the way Dan learns, that the Gemara concludes that when you say koinim, because you're saying it's like a carbon, it has all the dinim of a carbon, which means if you use it for yourself, you got to bring carbon milas, which is a big chiddush. So why should there be a suffix that if you use it for yourself, the rest of the rest of the store remain also? If it's exactly like Hegdish, it's Hegdish. And we have dinim by Hegdish. Follow the dinim to the end. Why do you only take on the dinim of carbon milas and not take out the other half of mila, which is that...
The other thing is also, because when you're saying this thing should be also to me, it's also to me, but it stays here. With Hegdish Lefer, you've got to eventually deliver it, even the item itself, you've got to deliver it to the Gizbo.
Yeah, when you give another one. No, but Hegdish, if you were Moyel, this item is finished. You got to find it. You got to pay money. You pay that in the Chaimish. You pay three things. Yeah, the Keren, the Chaimish.
Can you let Hegdish lie around in your house forever and a day?
No. But if you turn it, if you're Moyel, you're talking about Baltach and all that. Yeah. We had. A Machlek is about the Seder Festival, Yachin Nidre. We had a Machlek as a part to the Shavuos. But in Adonim, yes, we have Lord Baal Yachin. You have to. Yeah, they all didn't apply. You do. Lord Yachin.
What I'm saying is that this thing should be also to be like a carbon.
But the net doesn't start straight away forever. I can make it forever.
Correct, but I never have to take this carbon and deliver it to heaven.
No, okay, but obviously, yeah, that way it works differently. Okay. Anyway, here made the suffix. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara Vaita. Kikri, what is it? What happens? Kikri alecha. I said to you, my bread, similar to what we had yesterday with the Rava and Abchi Baravin. I said to you, my bread is also to you, and then v'nosla matana. I say my bread is also to you, and then I gave it to you as a gift. I gave it to you as a gift. Which l'chayde, if I say bread is also to you, it's like a carbon. And now I give it to you as a gift. There's a me'ila taking place here. Who is Moel? Me Moel. But I never asked the bread to myself. I only asked the bread to you. So if I gave it to you, the giving to you, oh, it wasn't mine because there's no issa to me. This was to you. Now, you didn't use it yet. Are you already automatically moil because I gave it to you? Limoil, noisin, l'chayda, the giver, the donor, hola asila. What did he do wrong? He never breached anything. Limoil, mekabel, to be moil, the mekabel, yochol, the amenatele, how am I? I didn't use it yet. If he used it, of course he's moil. The etzim inyan of zchia, I can argue that I only be zeicha behetera, I only be zeicha behisura. If it's isa, I don't want to be zeicha.
What's the point of giving if
he can't? Exactly. But the guy said, I don't want it. Yochol, the amenatele, be isi. Amale, he said, you're right. He's not over by when he was zeichid, but mekabel moyel l'kshiyotzi. When he spends it, he's moyel. Shekol ha-moytzi moyel heruchulun. Whoever used money of Hegdish, even if it was a mistake, kesaver shechulun who moyel is moyel avzem moyel. It's the same thing, no different. But what you learn from the Gemara is only on him, not on me, myself. Myself. It makes no. But it makes no difference. It makes no difference. Look at that. We're talking about the etzim, the sin of that mila, because taking out of the shus of hegdish, that's already a mila. Giving to somebody even before the guy used it is already a mila. What happens here? They keep the ish mila ki hechadam hegdish. They're not 11 or kodesh. If you take a stone or a beam from hegdish mal, just taking it. You didn't break it up and turn it into cinders. You just took it. You didn't use it. But the moment I gave it to you and you were zoicha, you acquired it, you transferred the shus from one domain to another. That's mila. Mila is yad mishu. Aisim and ichlus mekabel.
No, that's not mila, because that transferring doesn't mean
that's
benefit.
Mila. No, you're right. And the chiddush of mila is the moment you transfer from the shus of hegdish to somebody else's private shus. That's mila, even though before you used it. So the question over here is the same thing. I did it. I gave it to you, and I said, here, were you moil just by taking accepting or not? So the gemara is like this: limol noisin hola osa. The guy who gave it, what did he do wrong? If you remember, he had a big machlek, the Rambam and the Ran. If a man asks his wife, he says, if you go visit your father, his house, if now in Pesach, he asks me till from now until Sukkot. And then if she goes and defies him, who's over by Yachl? Who's over the Yachl? The Rambam says, the husband is over, because he's the one who made the nether. The Ran says, the wife, because she's the one who breached the nether. Interesting machlek, he says. Says the Ran, Claudia, what does he want to say? Can't be the It can't be the husband, the man who gave it, the one who made the nether, because he didn't ask it himself. So that means the husband, he had no issue of going to the father, so therefore there's no issue there for him. Not like the Rambam says, the one who made the nether.
Before that, there should be a rule saying that the husband cannot say you can't get to your parents.
That's true. Liman Bakaba, Yachalam, I said, I mean, she lay days, she leaves, if I don't know, it's also lawyer, it's the one who, and we're doing the rounds about eight lines on the bottom. We're almost finished the whole sugar. I've got a mighty machine to take this action. I feel betos more. We know Bemila, even betos, it's Mila, Shiny Hocha. That's only if you spend it. Shahulo, he didn't spend it. El Chavede, he said, the other guy gave it to him. The Zell, Osta, El Kaba, Kibla, or they received it. That kind of Mila is only if you knew what he was doing. This juncture, nobody was Merle. The guy who gave it wasn't Merle. It wasn't his Isser. The guy who received it doesn't want to be Zaych in it if it's Isser. When is somebody Merle? When he actually used it. When he used it, he's Merle. Why he? The guy was Chim in the Chibatoise. When it comes to Chim, we say it's a mistake, not his fault. Let me know when I say that. Come wait, see, any other mighty.
Yeah.
But if he says the word koinim, you say koinim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like hegdish, a lashon of hegdish. It's called a kinui. We had it from the beginning. It's kinui. Think about it. Called kinui. The others. This is the yad is a kinui. Koinim, koinuch. Okay. Mishnah on the base. Yeah. If I said Shimon says to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. Nevertheless, Shimon can go and give his trumas. He's doing the guy a favor. We'll soon see. Of Ledato, I can do it on your behalf. Makriv, if Shimon is a Kayin, Shimon can be Makriv on behalf of Reuven. Kain is all of these different things that they're chayv. Obviously, they're poor, so they're giving these birds. He can do it for them. Even though he's a kohen, do them a favor, he can do it. And chatois v'ashamois. We'll see later, we're talking about a chatos and osham. Not you did a committed an aveda. We're talking about mechusik kapara. All of these mechusik kapara, before they can walk back in the base of midrash, or before they can eat kachim, is they have to have this chatos v'ashamois. So this kohen, Shimon, who said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, is allowed to go ahead and be makiv all of these things. We'll soon see, that's what we'll talk about. Umelamdoi medrash, he could be his teacher, he could teach him medrash, halachas, ve'agodas, he could teach him all of these things. Medrash is sifra, and halachas is halacha Moshe Sinai, and agodas is from Agadah to the Gemara. But, avaloi yelam den amikri, now I'll teach him chumash. As we'll see in the Gemara later, that for chumash you're allowed to accept money. And if I teach you for free, I'm like giving you back the money you would have had to pay, so you haven't got enough for me. But when it comes to teaching Gemara, you're not allowed to take money for it. And because you're not allowed to take money for it, so what am I giving you? You don't know how no. Abba Malamru is Banav as Benaisav. I'm allowed to teach your children, Mikra, I'm allowed to teach them Chumash. Even though I'm saving you money, but I'm not benefiting you directly. It could be, yeah, it could be no. But I never said that I won't have enough from you. I can take your money. You shouldn't have enough from me. So I'm teaching your kids, and you have a mitzvah teaching your kids. So it's only a mitzvah. It's like the honors in the, and you can get anybody to teach your kids, so on and so forth. Ran. The Tatum is Tremosav, it's my son. The fucking mother, the man, the man will explain who's the man. Whose knowledge? Umakriv Olav, Ihai Madik Koyinu, the guy who made the Nether Shimon as a Koyin, Kinezov, and Kinezov, and Kinezov, which you call Elam Avinish, they told him, Karim Kain. That's what's called Kaini, like a net, or twins, pair. The money, there's no money in it. No, boss. A mitzvah is not meant for hadna, for pleasure. If you already had before in the Gemara. Why? Says the Gemara, general question. Now, this is one of the Gemara, the Ran says in Kedushin, that these are one of the Gemaras, where in one Gemara, the Gemara has a whole Shak of Italia comes to conclusion. Another Gemara, Gemara Machsen is Vissenik, like we never had the Shak of Italia, right? So Shak of Italia remains stuck with a question. And it's called, these are the common sugyas, Tesla brings down as well. These are common sugyas. What exactly it means is hard to understand. What exactly does it mean? If the same sugya in two Gemaras, one Gemara is a conclusion, one Gemara, Gemara remains a suffix. Hard to understand how it works. But anyway, this Gemara here remains a suffix. Amoraim. I'm talking about the Shani, Amoraim. I don't know. What does it mean? Anyway, in this Gemara here, we're going to have a suffix and remains of the suffix. In Kedushin, the Gemara concluded it. Iboilu, we have a question. Hani koinim, when the koinim in the base of meeting are working, who are they working for? Shluchidi danhavi, are they shluchim of the Yisrael who bring the kabbanas base of meeting? Or shluchidi shmai, are they working for the Eibishter? And the Gemara over there said, concludes, definitely they're working for the Eibishter. Why? Because me, ikamidi, is there anything that a non like me in the Mevet, we cannot do it, and they can do it. If they're our shliach, they cannot be more powerful than we are. Since a Yisrael cannot bring up the carbon, how can he appoint a shliach, a kohen, to bring it up for him? Obviously, the kohen is not working for the Yisrael, for the Eibishter. So, but our Gemara doesn't bring it down. Our Gemara, and our Gemara wants to bring Mishnas and Braises, not Svara. So, Lemaynav Kamina, who cares? Lemoyder Hano. In a case where Shimon says to Reuven, I don't want you to have any enough for me. If Shimon works for the Eibishter, then nothing wrong with Shimon bringing Reuven's Kabbalahs. But if Shimon works for Reuven, then Reuven is having benefit from having Shimon doing it. He's having Hana. What's it then? We cannot do it. They can do it for us. How can it be? Nevertheless, here we're trying to find missions of braises, and we don't make the conclusion. What hana do I give you if I'm bringing the carbon? The fact that I listen to what you asked, that in itself gives you satisfaction that the guy listens to me. I'm doing you a favor. Now that I bring the carbon, you can eat kachim. I'm doing you a favor. That doesn't bother us. Only I'm causing you to have a nob. It's not direct a nob to you. I'm doing the right thing, and the result is. True. The shari is permitted. Okay, let's go to our Mishnah. It's a clear Mishnah here. The Gemara says, Toshma, it says our Mishnah. Nah, we learned in our Mishnah here, it says, Umakriv Olav, that the guy who made the neder is permitted to bring up Kain Ezovin, Claude, he can bring up his Kabbalahs. I am Lishluchididon, Kamahanilei. If it's Shluchidon, how can it be? How can this guy, this Madi, bring these Kabbalahs? Claude, that he works for the Shluchid Rachmaninu, that he's working for the Eibishter. Okay, but the time, let me ask a question. Listen, if the word is that he works for the Eibishter, then why highlight these kind of kabbanas, which are really more kabbanas to release the person, allow them to go to base Mikdash and Chul and Yikachim? Why don't you say kabbanas? Just say a generic term that this Madi can bring all your kabbanas. Why? Because it works for the Eibishter. All kabbanas, why not? I'm working for the Eibishter. If I'm working for the Eibishter, so what? No, we're concluding more by the Shluch Gavoy Kazach. That coin you get from the Eibishter, I get nothing from you. And I said, not that I don't have any benefit from you. I said, you, I'm the coin. You shouldn't have any benefit from me. So if I'm working for the Eibishter, I did the Eibishter's Bab Shlomi. And what's the dinner Shlomi? You get the flesh, so what? How do you have benefit from me? So why are we singling out, highlighting only these kabbanas here? Listening, makriv ala kabbanas. Elonov, what are you going to say? That we dafka highlight these kabbanas because mechusari kapora shiny. That mechusa kapora, this is not a normal carbon. This is a carbon which it enables you to do things, permits you to do things, has a different gedin of dinim altogether. I'll bring it out. I don't be echon. Hakol zichendas. If I want to bring a carbon for you, you have to appoint me. It has to be done with your knowledge. Chut mechusari kapora. When it comes to this kind of a carbon, throwing someone's missing the carbon to enable them to eat kachim and everything else, or truma, then I don't even need your knowledge. Shahari Adam, maybe carbon albonov albnois haktanim. If his daughter's a need of something, haktanim, he can bring a carbon to their behalf and enable them to do things. I don't need the das. Shenema, how do I know? It says, Zois toiras. What's it in toiras? Just say Zois adi, whatever. What toiras? To tell you, there's a number of dinim here. Hazov, and we learn out from toiras, plural. Bain godl, bain cotton, that I can bring on your behalf. Since I don't need your da, so definitely in this case, the koyin is not working for the guy, even though normally we can say a koyin does work for the guy. And therefore, a koyin madi cannot bring kabbanas. But when it comes to chul kabbanas, nothing wrong. Koyin, by these kabbanas, you don't have to work for the guy. Even the guy is not even aware of what you're doing, he's yaitzer with these kabbanas. So it's different. Ran. Ram, will it time made by the Mishnah Masis and listen, Makabo Kabon, bring Kabonis, Ella, Mechusa, Kapora, Shiny, Ufaket. The way the Ram learns, not like the other Shiny, that the Gemara is actually solving the question, but Faket, not like Gemara saying, I have no Rai from there. Faket, the fact that the Mishnah Dafke highlights these Kabonis, not normal Kabonis, means Faket. Normal Kabonis, Itake could not bring up because Shluchay Didan, he works for us, he cannot bring it up. These Kabonis, because he doesn't, we don't have to point him.
How did it come about? Because it's only should the best of the best of English, you can die because you do the wrong thing in the best of English. So the Mishnah says that the random are now going to protect and sound that it shouldn't happen. Right? Because I'm putting this role on you, the Kohen, if you're going to get all these matonas from Bnei Sol. So the Kohen, I'm getting a knife from the Kohen because he's protecting me from not doing the wrong thing in the best of English.
Again, who are you working for? These are the rules. The police don't work for us, they work for the government. Even though what's their job? To protect us. Same thing here. We know what the functions are. The question is, who's the employer? Since you don't need his knowledge, maybe could he lie? Listen, forget. Let the Mishnah say makiv all the kabbanis. The habit of mitzvah being a chiddush. It doesn't resolve it completely. The equal maybe can argue the tana mechusa kapara. You know why I mentioned that? Lashminan to teach you there's a chiddush by kapara. Really, could attack a set all kabbanas. There's a chiddush here. What's a chiddush? The afapishamatilach bekajin shadi. That even though lechayda I'm making life easier. Now you can go ahead and eat kabbanas. So because I'm allowing you kabbanas, you're having hanah from me. It's not just I'm bringing up your carbon. You now have a benefit. So I could have argued that maybe you're having hanah. I shouldn't do it. The chosh came b'shar kabbanis, and yet I'm allowed to. So surely other kabbanis when they don't not really have enough. That he says that every time I make carbon, I need the knowledge of the owner. Doesn't that show that he works for the owner? It doesn't prove anything. No. Still working for the Eibishter, but the function, when does the Eibishter say that you can work for me, is when the owner knows. No, it's a halacha in your work ethic for the Eibishter that the other person has to know. It doesn't prove that you're working for the other person. These are the cases where you have they don't need, since it's not coming with a kapara. I have a kosher tzichin kapara, real kapara, like chatas chelev, you ate today for something. Surely al chet tzichin das, they have to know. How do I know? Shalom, it says zoyis toidas, the word toidas, bring garbage cotton, vichehei chadad, maybe carbon up in that cotton. Just like a person can bring a carbon for his young kid. Ain't like das, hachinamish lemidai tel chavedin's friend. Freddy Gemara back to the Gemara, El Meata, according to this, you tell me every time it says Toidas, it means it's inclusive. So let me ask a question. Meata, Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, it says in the Pasik, Zois Toidas, how you led us. These are the laws of your letters, which according to you means a Sayag Gedoyla, Sayag Tana. Now what? Bank Tana, Bank Doyla. That she has to bring the carbon. But a Tana, your letters can't bring carbon, you can't give can fall pregnant. Tan the bas lady can fall pregnant. But Tony, we learned in Gemara Yomis that Bibi Kamed Rav Nachman. We learned that Bibi said before Rav Nachman, Sholish Noshim Mishamshes B'Meich. That three women that whenever they have any relationship, they should always have a tampon to have some protection. Ketana, one of them is a ketana, a youngster, because if she falls pregnant, she might die. Umu Ubed is a pregnant girl, Manika, and she's a nursing mother. Ketana Shembetis Abba V'Tamu. So we see that why they can give birth. According to you, every time it says Toidas, it means adult and minor. And that's why he said when it comes to Kabbanas, it says adult and minor. And minor has no Das. He said, you don't need Das when it comes to these Kabbanas, Mechuzi Kabbara. So how you know Toidas, hey, lettuce? According to you, be a Ketana. Ketana can't bring Kabbana later. So Mora says, you're right, it comes to include. In this case, obviously, it does not include Ketana. What doesn't include? Ahi zoyis toidas he letters ben pikachas ben shaita. The teach you what, if your wife is a shaita and she gave birth, you even though she has no das, you can bring a carbon on her behalf. Now, before we go back to Ran, the Ran asks a simple question. Where does it say a kid can't give birth? It says that a kid might give birth and she will die, but maybe she'll give birth and won't die. But because of the suffix, so we have to take protections. But the pasuk talking about where she did have a kid. What's the kash here? Ran. She might die. She might not die. That person who holds that there holds the bani marehen kesamarim. Interesting. I don't care what age. Remember the two things for a girl to become bas mitzvah: age and simanim. And there's a day in the Gemara that simanim alone is enough for that age. She's 11 years old, but she shows all the signs of puberty. She's an adult. If you can have kids at that age, she's not a town anymore. So if she had kids, she didn't die, she's a gdala. No, you don't need a pasuk. It can never be a metzias of a ketana giving birth. If she gives birth, if she dies, obviously she's a ketana. And if she didn't die, obviously she's a gdala. I, in the past, will show she's 10 and a half years old. So what? It's not age. Inami had a henke some money, which is like signs. Inami had different ones, even better than signs. Hech gdali. V'loi mishkachas ketana shetelet. It's a pasuk, every time a ketana shetelet. Look at what about what's the mice here? I'm going to show you. Can other maybe carbon alish to show you? Can you with Abiyuda like Abiyuda? Tanya, we learned. Abiyuda says, other maybe carbon usher alish to a person who's rich brings a carbon usher for his wife. Now, every woman, no matter where she comes from, is always poor. Why is every woman poor? Because come out of conversation, you're going to buy her. So whatever she owns belongs to her husband. So what does she own? Nothing. So every woman by halacha is automatically poor. So what kind of carbon should she bring if she did something? Obviously.
Unless she's got a special arrangement with her husband, she doesn't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, true. But okay, every stam woman. So so therefore, the husband has to bring carbon usher. What kind of carbon are we talking about? We're talking about a normal carbon where she has to bring, like a lady and all that, or a zava. But we're not talking about a carbon where she doesn't have era. Because as the old Rishonim say, if she hates her husband, she'll do every day of Eidus, force him to bring, he's a rich guy, to force him to bring an animal who'll make her bankrupt until he divorces her. We don't want that either. So we're talking about normal kabbalas, not avedis, not chatas chilev. The whole kabbalas shechayevas, and any carbon that she's chayev, he needs to pay, and won't pay carbon usher, even if she's a shaita. Kais of law, he writes, the big machlek is showing in the gifts and the gemara here. The kach kais of law, this is one gifts. This is, so he's writing to her. Most of Shayim say she's writing to him when she leaves the marriage. He says, from now on, you're no longer responsible for any of my kabbalas, which automatically means, but while they were married, he was. That's how most of Shem learned. Other Shem learned, Shekach, this is what he writes to her initially by the Ksuba. V'achrai is the Isla Chalai Mikad Madonna. That Achrai, I take Achrai is upon you. But what's Mikad Madonna mean? If you learn the other way, it means that all the Avedas I did before then, you're no longer responsible after I leave you.
That way you don't.
What's coming to me before we got married?
No, but the first way is obvious.
No, but it's more.
Well,
but no, the first way is you say, what does that mean? You're responsible for all my chiyuvim from before I got married. What does that mean? So look at the Ran here. Look at the Ran here. The Ran says, sorry, not the Ran. It's Taisus. Look at Taisus here on the right side, on the bottom. Okay. Sorry, Chin. He said the last four lines. Shekach kasalav ksuvasa. He writes to her in the ksuva. So this is the gears of Taisus. That's our gears. The Ran's gears in the Gemara is not like our gears. Our gears in the Gemara is Taisus' gears. Ran holds that she writes to him when they get divorced. That you're no longer responsible. So right from that, while the other is responsible, and he brings a carbon usher regardless of who she is, can be a shaita or whatever. Taisa says, Shekach Kosov law, he writes her Biksuvasa, so he adds the word Biksuvasa. Achray is this Cholai Mikad Madonna. What do you mean the Mikad Madonna? So he says here, the Mashma, it seems to me, Afilu Shaita. That's, if you learn any wife, even if she's a Shaita, he's responsible. Tzorachin, Menole Ha, how do we know? How do you know the Mashma Shuchai, Koma Shechayevit Koidin Shinisat? Seems from here, by adding the words Mikad Madonna, this is the first day they're getting married, and Mikad Madonna from before, that he's responsible for all of the things that she committed while she was a teenager. He has to pay for it. The Kabbalas. Umizei Yesh Luma, it says to me, you can learn out. The Adam Chayiv Lefroya Chayiviz Ishta Shi Chayiviz Kaidim Shi Yasiyena. Yeah, I'm legal Kiddush. So any debts, so your credit card that she brings into the marriage, you got. Yeah, exactly. So any credit card she brings into the marriage, you got to pay it off. It's your responsibility. But like, I don't like that. The pedigesh neichli ni boile baal benich, and he goes into the whole parsha over here, and he tries to undo it. But he brings as a machlekes whether a husband is responsible for all the credit card debts before the marriage or not. And let's just finish the round here on the bottom of the page, the last round, and we'll finish here. Bahachi Pidush, six lines at the bottom. This is how he learns Pshat. Adam mevi carbon asher al ishtay. Afa pe kol isha sheyesh labala have ashida. Every married woman cannot be rich. Shari kol masha konzi isha konabala. Whatever belongs to her belongs to the husband. Afilo hachi kiva shabala asher. Maybe bishvila carbon asher mikabana. So he has to bring for her a carbon asher. Shehi ba'ayla v'yayded. Lefisha baal chaye b'kabanas ish. Those kabanas where it depends how rich or how poor you are. That's the kind of carbon you bring. If the husband is rich, you got to bring a rich carbon. V'chein kol kabanas yichayeves, any carbon, lemu'ute. What are we excluding? Nidareh v'nidveseh. We're excluding those kabanas. She tries to volunteer. And so on and so forth. Or the other rishonim say chatas chaylev, because she can bankrupt him. And Rabbi Huda, melefichi im patzer kleime shegirsha. If he divorces her, he's no longer responsible. This is what she writes to him in the receipt. When he gives her the ksuva, pays her out, she gives her a receipt. She, according to the Gis of the Ran, she writes in the receipt to him. Sounds like from here that if she did an aveda, whatever it is, whatever she did, while they're married, she now carries the responsibility. Don't say, oh, well, what happened while we're married, you have to pay. So she releases him. Is that right? But while they're still married, he's responsible. The yesh b'chlal loshes. I feel the kabanas that Rabbi Yehuda does loshen hegit. This including even kabanas. U'mahacha yalfin l'perek mekabel. V'ha da'amad hacha shekein maybe adam karban alisha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it say only like Rabbi Yehuda? Who says no? Lav davke k'Rabbi Yehuda. The hatani reish in the beginning of that brayse says tama adam maybe carbon asher al yishay. Every person, all the tanaim hold that a husband brings a carbon asher for his wife. El mashum de la yidin a man niu tanakama, but Rabbi Yehuda aydiba. We don't know who the author of tanakama is, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who adds. What does Rabbi Yehuda add? Only about the receipt that she writes in the receipt. But anything that I'm releasing you now, so things happen during our marriage, you're not responsible. I have to take care of it. Talin lala didei. No, it's chayvus that she took when she was married. She's now responsible once it's released, and so too kabanas. But the Tanakama doesn't argue with kabanas. The Tanakama also agrees that the husband has to bring karban asher for his wife, whether she's a pikeach or whether she's a shaita. But because the only name that we have is Rabbi Yehuda, talin lala didei, we say it's Rabbi Yehuda, but it's everybody. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.